Welcome to How Leaders Lead. I'm Kula Callahan, here to bring you another edition of Three More Questions with David Novak. David, it's great to be back on the show with you. How are you today?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm doing okay. I feel a little, you know, like I've had a little bit too much to eat. I've been eating cupcakes. And, you know, our conversation today is with Mignon Francois, the founder and CEO of the Cupcake Collection. And let me tell you something. That podcast was amazing because, you know, people say you shouldn't wear your faith on your sleeve. Let me tell you something. She wears it on her sleeve. She is an unabashed Christian, and she makes every decision by talking to the big guy upstairs. And so far, it seems to be working.
It certainly does. She really does have such a strong conviction in her faith. And I think her message, you know, even for the people who listen, who aren't people of faith, what she's really saying is know what you believe in and have that anchor that guides your decision-making process and that keeps you really grounded as you face the challenges of leadership and building a business.
Very well put. Very well put, Kula.
I got to tell you that the Cupcake Collection's shop is right down the street from my house in Nashville, Tennessee, and it is dangerously close. So I, too, have been full of cupcakes ever since I listened to this episode. Today, though, let's dive into our questions about your conversation with Mignon. Question number one, being an entrepreneur is tough. And Mignon's advice to entrepreneurs is this: you have to be a quitter. What she actually means by this is that you have to quit quitting on yourself. David, what other advice can you offer entrepreneurs who are grinding every day to make their ideas come to life?
Well, I have to tell you, I was never an entrepreneur. I tried to bring an entrepreneurial spirit to every job that I had. But, you know, I don't know what it's like to go off on my own, start my own company, and truly make money on my own. I was always a steward of great brands and worked with big companies, and that's what I love doing. But what I think you have to have, whether you're an entrepreneur or you work on the company side, you have to bring daily intensity to your work. You got to go to work every day with, you know, just daily intensity that you are out there to get things done and you're going to make it happen. And you know that unless you execute something, it's not going to happen. You know, the one thing about entrepreneurs is you don't stay an entrepreneur for very long if you don't execute, if you don't get something done. You cannot wait for somebody else to do it for you because you got to do it. And I think if you're in a company and you take that same kind of mindset to work every day, that same kind of daily intensity, I think you can be very, very successful.
Question number two. Mignon has been super vulnerable and transparent about her story with her customers and with the public. She shares openly about how when she started the Cupcake Collection, she was drowning in debt and couldn't even keep the lights in her house on. She was scared to be open about her story at the beginning, but she's found that the more transparent she is, the more people are drawn to her. David, for those who might think that being vulnerable about their story would make people doubt them, what's your advice on why they should?
Well, Kula, I'm going to make a little joke here. You know, I think what you could do is go read the last 50 books that have been written about vulnerability in the last 6 months. I mean, it is the hot topic in business, and everybody is talking about the importance of a leader being vulnerable, being open, being transparent, sharing how they got to where they are. And you know what? I couldn't agree more. You know, when I taught my Taking People With You program at Yum Brands, the stories that people love to hear the most was not how I got to where I was and all the great things that happened. People know how you got the results and all the things that you've achieved. They don't know when you stumbled and what you learned from it. So when I told my stories about Crystal Pepsi or solar shades, or I could go, you know, Ninja Turtles or whatever the hell it was. When I told those stories where I actually really didn't knock it out of the park, people loved hearing those stories the most. And they loved what I learned from it, what I internalized from it that I could take forward as a leader and get better at every single day.
I love that, David. A piece of advice I was given about vulnerability and kind of sharing from that space of being super open was that if you're still in the midst of it and you haven't learned the lesson yet, it's usually a wise decision to wait and share whatever it is you're going through until that wound has been healed and you've learned the lesson. So I definitely respect those leaders who are vulnerable. It makes me feel like I don't have to be perfect. And also, if someone gets on stage or leads a meeting talking about something that's super personal to them that they're in the middle of, sometimes you could run the risk of people thinking, oh, well, you're not in the right position right now, or you're not in the right headspace to make this decision. So I always like thinking about whether or not to share something by using that filter of, have I learned the lesson from this yet? Has it taught me what it needed to teach me? And then you can share from the perspective of, here's what I went through, here's what I learned, and offer people a way through whatever it is that they're going through as well.
Cool. I think you're making a great point. I mean, an absolutely great point. And I don't know that I've read that in any of those books that I was talking about. You know, it kind of goes back to what a leader has to have. A leader's got to have an uncanny combination of confidence and humility. You know, that uncanny combination of confidence, you know, starts with being confident in the fact that people aren't going to follow you unless you know where you're going, or at least give people the sense that you know where you're going and that they're going to win. So if you get up and share some half-baked thing that you're going through, you know, people wondering what the hell's really going on here. That could not necessarily be a positive. I could totally get that. But then humility, though, on the other side of the coin says, I need you. I don't know everything. You know, I've made mistakes. You got to keep me from making mistakes. And that vulnerability, I think, can show people that you genuinely are humble and that you need them. So like all things, you know, you can take things to an extreme. You can be way more open than you should be. You can be way less open than you should be. And you might be more open before you should be, you know, which is your point exactly. And, you know, well put.
Question number three. It's clear after listening to the episode that Mignon is devout in her faith. She's very open about how her faith guides her life and her decision-making process as a business owner. In your opinion, David, what role should faith play in a for-profit business?
I think it's very challenging to define the right line of where you can be talking about your personal faith and then running a business. I think it's much easier to do it if you run the Cupcake Collection, which is a privately held company, and Chick-fil-A, which isn't publicly owned. Both those companies were pretty much founded on a faith basis, and that's how they built their business. And if you know anything about Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sunday because of the Christian values that they have. And by the way, I did a podcast with Dan Cathy, and you know, they have the highest average unit volumes in the world as it relates to restaurants. So, you know, the way how he runs his business, the Christian values he has, the culture he's created has paid off tremendously. You know, while I have a lot of personal faith and belief, I never really shared that openly in public forums. You know, I might thank God at the end of a speech, but I never really got into my personal religious values because I don't think that that's the role that I need to play, you know, with a company that's as diverse as the company that I was in. And most public companies are in that same situation. But that doesn't mean you can't have faith as a leader. That doesn't mean you can't get up in the morning and be grateful for the life that you have and you know, thank whoever you worship for it. You know, I think those are things that are very individual. But I do think that, you know, when you're in a public company, it needs to be done more on an individual basis. And you don't want to make statements that could let people think that they need to be thinking the same way as you. I feel the same way about politics. You know, I never, ever talked about my political beliefs, you know, because I didn't think that that was going to be relevant to the broad audience that I have to appeal to and inspire every day.
It's an interesting conversation, and it's a delicate one as well. You think about faith, you think about politics, these other concepts that carry a lot of charge for people in our society today, especially with this election year coming up next year. It's just something to be intentional about. And I think something to decide for yourself how open and vocal you want to be with not only the people that you lead, but other stakeholders in your business, the people in your community, and those that you're in relationship with.
You know, it's interesting. I think the people that have the most impact are the people that inspire people by the way how they act day in and day out, not by what they say. And when you see a light in someone's eye, or when you see just the way how someone carries themselves, and you want to understand why, I think you ask them. And, you know, many times you might find that it's because they have a certain belief this way or that way, but they don't really wear it on their sleeve. It's almost like you see it in them and then you want to understand why. I've had that happen many times. You know, I've said to people, gee, what planet are you on? I mean, you're always so up. You're always so positive, you know? What is it? And then he'll tell me about his faith. And you know what? It's what they do and how they act that makes you want to learn more about the why.
That wraps today's edition of Three More Questions. Thanks again for tuning in to How Leaders Lead. We're on a mission to make the world a better place by developing better leaders. And if you carve out a little time with us each and every week, we'll help you build the confidence you need to lead well.
And coming up next on How Leaders Lead is Brett Baer, the chief political anchor of Fox News Channel and executive editor of Special Report with Brett Baer. This will be an interesting one, I guarantee you.